Hey there, hi there, ho there, it is the Karellcast. I am Karell Silver, very glad you are joining me. Let me get in camera here for you. Got a lot to do today. Bombs, cyclones, and rivers from the sky are happening. We've got Zuckerberg out there, I am not a crook. And we've got Fauci under fire, did he torture doggies? All of this is happening in today's world as we look at an Earth-based life right here with Karell. And let's start with that because I'm in Vegas where it's about to rain, and this is nothing compared to what California has gotten. But as you can see from a headline behind me, tens of millions of Americans at risk for severe weather. Multiple storms are causing record-breaking rainfall and mudslides in California, tornadoes in the Midwest, flash flooding in the eastern United States. In other words, child, it's a mess out there right now, okay? And it's going to be that kind of winter, and it's just that's our weather. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, when do we start taking all of this, like, seriously? I mean, seriously. When do we start taking all of this seriously? We act like we are bystanders, okay? Like we're just innocent bystanders to the planet. Like it's going to do what it's going to do. And that's just the way that that is. And you know what? If we don't like it, oh, well, take a hike. And there's nowhere to go, except if you're rich, you're trying to get to Mars or whatever. So when are we going to start living an Earth-balanced life? That really is the question. I mean, the effects of us not doing that all this time, because our whole entire existence has not been Earth-based. Okay, just hasn't been. It has not been based in any kind of reality for planet Earth. We have never really considered planet Earth in our actions, when it comes to industry, when it comes to diet, when it comes to what we wear, when it comes to where we live. We really have just not considered the planet. And now the planet's tired. I will not be ignored. The planet is Glenn Close, honey. It's boiling rabbits. It literally is. And it will not be ignored. So now, as you know, a foot of rain falls in San Francisco in an hour, as Lake Tahoe fills back up in one rainstorm. It's not out of the woods yet, by the way. You know, what are we going to do? Are we just going to live with it? I mean, really, are you just going to, I'm just going to kind of live with it, whatever the weather throws at us, it's, you know, or are we, because it's going to get worse. You see, we're thinking, okay, climate change is here. It changed. Here it is. No, this is the beginning of the changes. It's like COVID. Everyone is so sick of the COVID. They're like, oh my God, I'm so tired of COVID. And yet there are countries that are just now going back on lockdowns. That are seeing spiking cases coming back stronger than they were at the beginning of the pandemic. Delta Plus, it's a new plus size variant, must be American. And so we've got all this going on in the world, and we want COVID to be over, and it's not. And we're going to want the climate to be over. In other words, we're going to get sick of, you know, all of this, you know, every year tumultuous climate that is almost unpredictable. And we're going to be like, well, I'm tired of it. And there's not going to be a damn thing we can do about it. Okay? Not a thing. Because to do something about it requires action. Okay? It requires us doing something, actually physically doing it. And, you know, I'm on Twitter, at Really Karell. For those of you that want to follow me there, please go do, at Really Karell. And I got to tell you, the impetus for change is not out there. People really don't want to change their lives in any big radical ways to save the environment. They really don't. And so what are we going to do? Well, it really depends on where you are on that spectrum, and we're going to talk about that. Before I do, though, I really want to tell you, Sideshow is out, my song, Sideshow, and I need people to stream it. It's free. All you have to do is go to Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you listen to music, type in my name, K-A-R-E-L, type in Sideshow, and it pops up. Stream it. I need to get those numbers up. Go listen to it. It's a lovely R&B song. I'm sure you'll love it. So just put it on around the house and just stream it, share it with friends, you know, all of that. Share it on social media. Let's get people listening to Sideshow. So go to Apple Music or go to Spotify or wherever you listen to music and type in K-A-R-E-L and then Sideshow and give it a listen. If you're a Patreon subscriber, I already sent you the link. So please go listen to Sideshow. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. Go where you listen to music, Spotify, iHeart Music, Just type it in, Karel, K-A-R-E-L, and then Sideshow, one word, okay? And go listen to it. Let the sideshow begin. Oh, yes. All right, so the climate change talk is all a sideshow. And we are sitting watching right now, today, where the chickens, you know, all of this are the chickens coming home to roost. The climate chickens have come home to sit on us. And they've come home to roost. And, you know, as it's happening, we act like it's news now. Oh, love it, but no, this is the weather. This is what we have created. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Well, Earth-based living is the thing to do. And so the first thing I need you to do is change your diet. And over this holiday season, you know, it's hard to do it over the holidays, I admit. So I want you to start prepping over this holiday season to do it in January. You know, start May. And the way you prep is once a week, I want you to go plant-based. Once a week, every week. Take a pledge with me. I will go plant-based once a week. Let's start there. Just take the pledge right now. Just, okay, Karel, I'm with you. Once a week, I will go plant-based. Okay? I just need you to do that. Once a week. Okay? So, oh, rain has started here in Las Vegas. So, if you do that, if just once a week you go plant-based, that's going to prep you. Okay? It's going to get you started thinking about going all plant-based in 2022, because I need that to be one of your New Year's resolutions, okay, which are bad to make, but I need you to commit right now that 2022, 80% of your diet is going to be plant-based. Right now, if you just start doing that, if you start thinking about it, if you start committing to doing it in January, then guess what? If you start doing it once a week, you're putting a plan in motion. At least it's something. The planet can't take us doing this anymore. It's going to wipe us off of it. In California, it's going to burn and flood, burn and flood, burn and flood. That's not a way to live. I don't know about y'all, but that, you know, that's not a way to live. And so we have to take action. And the first thing on Earth-based living is to change your diet. That's the first thing. Okay? The second thing is really, what are you going to do about transportation? Where are you on that spectrum? Are you a hybrid person? Are you looking at electric? And your home. When are you actually going to commit to solar panels? When are you actually going to buy the hybrid? When are you actually going to commit to go electric? You can't just watch it and oh, Karel, it takes money. It does. But there are many programs out there, for instance, for homeowners to go solar. You know, there's incentives for you to buy cars. There's $5,000, $10,000. There's all kinds of rebates on cars, electric cars. So there, and VW has a new one. So maybe it's time you actually in earnest, in commit and say, okay, in the next 12 months, you know, I'm going electric with my car, or I'm going, you know, we have to each make our own Earth-based living plan. And the way to start is with diet. Let's go plant-based once a week. I'm every day, of course. And then in the new year, 80% plant-based. Let's commit to that today. And then for those of you that drive and have a car, I have a scooter, the MP3 500, as you know. Ember looks fabulous on it. But for those of you with cars, let's actually get a timeline going for when you're going to ditch the gas-powered vehicle. And I'd like to hear from you below. Like, when are you going to actually ditch your gas-powered car? When are you actually going to start committing to doing things for the environment? When are you actually going to look into solar for your house? Instead of talking about it, when are you actually going to do it? I'd like to hear your comments as to when or as to why you haven't. Put them down below or email contact@reallykarel.com. That's contact@reallykarel.com. I appreciate you following me on social media, Instagram and Twitter. It's Really Karel. And if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, please do so. YouTube.com/Really Karel. YouTube.com/Really Karel for all your Earth-based living tips. All right. Let's talk about Facebook. Zuckerberg, he's now addressed. CEO Mark Zuckerberg responds to massive Facebook document dump And in the documents, we found out, you know, what we've always known, that Facebook is bad for America. It is literally dividing our nation. They knew it. They knew they were ripping the nation apart. And they did nothing about it, except found ways to profit off of it. Now, you know, I have given up hope that humans are en masse going to do what's best for them. I really have. You know, I've seen it with addiction and opiates. You know, when 5, 10, 15, 20%, 30% of the population takes a drug that kills you and can't stop, our obesity problem, our weight issues, and how we cannot get into, over the last 20 years, all they've done is preached health to us, and we've gotten sicker. 75% of America being obese or overweight. So we've gotten sicker. And so we're moving in the wrong, the metrics are moving in all the wrong direction. And so I'm not confident that people can, you know, people have we're addictive creatures. And we are addicted to social media, and Zuckerberg knows it. And he uses it. You know, Zuckerberg knows it. He uses it. He capitalizes on it. He depends on it. On our addiction to something that he knows. Unequivocally, he knows it's bad. Unequivocally. Mark Zuckerberg knows that Facebook is bad for America. He knows it. Okay, there's no doubt in anyone's mind. The data is in. And, you know, he knows it so much that he's had to hide the data from us. In other words, he had data that he didn't want us to see because it says that his product is bad for America and bad for the world. I mean, that's what the data says. The data says Zuckerberg and Facebook are bad for the world. And other countries are starting to catch on. And there is a backlash growing. But I'm not comforted that we as humans are going to get away from that platform in time. So am I for censoring it? I am. And the way you censor all of these sites is not by some government saying this is good, this is bad. It's by making them financially responsible for what they put out there. If Mark Zuckerberg were liable every time someone killed themselves, every time someone live streamed a murder, every time misinformation went out about a disease like COVID that then causes people to die, if Zuckerberg were financially responsible for that, if Twitter, Instagram, all of them were, then that would change the game. And that means repealing that Section 238 or whatever it's called that shields them from liability, where you and I would be liable in any other situation. Our businesses would be liable, but Zuckerberg is not. Because he hides behind this thing that they voted in, that you didn't vote in, that you didn't get a say on, really, that says internet companies are not responsible. If someone posts bad information on my website and it goes viral and people die because of it, I'm not responsible. And you can't go back and sue the poster. What, some guy in a trailer is going to give you his laptop? I mean, that, how would that look? Suing MAGA. God, I mean, I think you put 50 of them in a room, they've got $100. So it's got to be the big corporate pockets that end up paying, and he's the biggest. And there is no reason on God's green earth, as my mom or dad would say, that he and Fox News and others are not financially responsible for what you and I are going through. They spread the misinformation. They got people to believe things that weren't true. I'm tired of vilifying everybody, vilifying my neighbors, vilifying people across the street because they're morons or idiots. Well, what are these morons and idiots consuming as media? What are we allowing these people to eat, to consume? They're eating poison, and we're mad because they're toxic. Like a Britney song. Love, it is toxic. But truly, they're eating poison, and we're mad because they're toxic people. All the Murdochs know how to do is spit out profitable poison. All Facebook has become is profitable poison. It's all becoming profitable poison because we love it. We feed on it. We are addictive. We got to have it. We Jones without it. It went down for 7 hours. You thought the earth had stopped spinning. Truly. I thought, oh my God, did planet Earth stop spinning? Oh no, Facebook went down. That's it? But the world acted like it had to have it. You don't. I'm not on there. I post things automatically through another app that I don't log in, though. I don't read anything on there. I'm not in there. No, there's no way. No, 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 no. Why? Why would I be on there? Why are you? Oh, to stay in touch with my family because you ain't got a phone. You can't text message. You don't know how to write letters. Oh, it's so much easier to keep up with the family. That means you mean so much lazier. Facebook has made families lazy. They think wishing someone a happy birthday up on... Don't wish me happy birthday on Facebook. I will not get it. You can tweet it out to me or you can maybe do it on Instagram, but I won't get it on Facebook. People act like that's staying in touch with your family. I'm in touch on Facebook. Then you ain't in touch. Well, it helps me stay in touch with my older grandma. Why can't you go visit your older grandma? I know bathrooms smell bad when you get about 75 or 80. They just always smell like some, like a nursing home. But whatever. Block your nose up. Go visit granny. Go visit grandpa. Don't say I talk to them on Facebook. Facebook has gotten us lazy about everything, about our activism. We think we can post about it. That's going to make it all better. Well, I posted on Facebook. And that did what exactly? Well, it got my opinion out there. And who read it? Your 12 followers. I mean, I'm serious. Facebook made us lazy. It divided us. It allowed fake news to spread. It ripped families apart, literally. And made us lazy about our interactions with each other. And of course, Zuckerberg knew all along and was underhanded and dirty. Of course, you don't become a billionaire like him and not be underhanded and dirty. Of course, he was in bed with the GOP. Of course. The man's a billionaire. Come on. So what do? Take his money and shut him down. That's what you do. Grow a pair of anything. Grow a pair of ovaries. Grow a pair of breasts. Grow a pair of balls. Whatever. But grow a pair. Take the man down and take his money. Put it into social programs. Oh, that's a socialist attitude. Yeah, what? So what? Why is it if I'm for the people or if you're for the people, it's a bad thing? But if you're for a corporation or for a billionaire, that's a good thing. You can protect a billionaire. You can protect, you know, whatever. That then you're seen as a champion of rights. But try to give things to the people. Try to protect the people. Try to help the people. Oh, you're a socialist. You're a commie. I get it. All right. Don't forget, I want you to stream Sideshow. You should, right after you listen to this, you must go to Apple Music or iHeart Music or Spotify if you're a Patreon member, or go to my social media. I've been sending out the links. And just type in Carell Sideshow and stream it. Listen to it. Enjoy it. You'll find it. It's out there. K-A-R-E-L Sideshow. Go and listen. While you're at it, please follow me on social media, @ReallyCarell. That's at Twitter and Instagram. And then on YouTube, subscribe, youtube.com/ReallyCarell. You've heard me mention Patreon a few times. I love y'all, and we got to get that up a little bit. So how about if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you go and give $5, $7, $10, whatever you can afford a month, to keep the show going, to contribute to an out and proud LGBTQ voice, you know, in the world, to say, hey, I value what you do. Here's $5. How about you do that on Patreon, patreon.com/Carell, K-A-R-E-L. All right. The final thing I want to talk about today, which is also in the news, there's a horrific story out that Fauci allowed corgis and other beagles to be put to not to sleep like dead, but sedated. And then their heads put in a box and bees and things allowed to sting them and eat them to death and all this other stuff. And it may or may not be true. But I want you to spare me any bit of outrage you might have. I can have outrage. You cannot. Why? Because you murder animals to eat. Okay, and there's no difference between a dog and a pig, a dog and a cow. They are sentient creatures. They have emotions. We know they think. We know they have fear. We know they show love. We know they all like to play. We all know they have family units. So stop with the whole, but a dog what? Dogs and pigs. Pigs is actually smarter than dogs. You know, we eat horses, we eat cows, we eat pigs, we eat chickens. We eat anything, we eat things out of the ocean that we shouldn't. Oh my God, if you've ever been to like a Chinese or Japanese restaurant, a real one, oh my God, there's some things you pull out the ocean you should not eat. That's a slug, don't eat it. But we do. So you're going to be upset that some doggies were drugged and then basically tortured in the name of science. Well, I'm upset about it too. But I don't look at a plate of death every time I sit down and eat. And yes, this all does go back to this. You know, most of our ills as a society go back to the point that we every day condone horrifying murder just to eat. You know, there was someone the other day that was on social media saying, you don't have to hunt. Go to a store where they make the food and give it to you in pretty packages, where they make the food. This person believed that beef was made at the grocery store. People don't know where they eat, what they eat. They don't know what it goes through to get there. So yeah, we might know that these dogs were tortured and know it. I'm not for it and we should stop. But that being said, you can't be outraged over tortured doggies if you're eating tortured pig, tortured cow, tortured chickens, tortured chicken eggs, milk from creatures that are literally tortured, kept pregnant, induced, all this other stuff. You can't. It's hypocritical. It's stupid. And I won't have it. So before everyone gets all upset at Fauci about animal research, what about your dinner? See what I'm saying? We allow things, we turn a blind eye to things that displeases us, that we don't want to know. I don't want to know where my food comes from. I don't want to know what torture it went through. I don't want to know. So we package it up nicely and sell it to you a different way and never make you look at it, never make you watch a video of how you, never make you come face to face with the murder that you condone every day if you eat meat and dairy. But experimenting on animals, that's too far. Well, yes, it is too far. It's always been too far. It's never been right to torture monkeys and all the other creatures that we have tortured in the name of medical science, space exploration, whatever. That's never been okay, ever. But we've done it anyway. And yes, I'd like it all to stop. Given that we have computer modeling and everything, let's all of that stop. But as for the outrage over it and Fauci should go and blot up, oh, please, please. Y'all are going to sit down to more tortured, murdered animals than Fauci could ever do in his test lab. So leave Fauci alone. However, let's stop all testing on animals. There's no need. Animals cannot sign up. They can't sign up for the thing. They don't. You want to test something? Test it on humans. Test it on prisoners. Test it on whatever. Yes, I said it. Test it on people who will consent to the trial. And if the trial's too horrific to put a human through, then it's certainly too horrific to put an animal through. Find a different way to test your theory. Testing on animals is lazy science now. That's what it is. We're the only animals that things should be tested on. We, you and I. You and I are the only animals that we should test anything on because we're the only ones that can consent to it. Think about that. For as long as it's been humans, we've been taking animals against their will and doing things to them against their will, torturing them, caging them, doing this, doing that against their will. Now we're going to get all self-righteous and pious and all that, right? All right, interesting, in California, Governor Newsom, swift to act on the shooting on the Rust set, where Don Jr. is actually out selling shirts that say guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people. That's so hurtful and so wrong and not even remotely funny. I didn't even chuckle. I mean, some things are evil, but you still chuckle. I didn't chuckle. And we find out now that it wasn't Alec's fault. He was handed a gun, told it wasn't live. There's a history of this crew not doing well with guns. They were out using that gun for real practice or real fire target practice earlier in the morning. Live rounds were stored next to non-live. I mean, it was a tragedy waiting to happen, and it happened. And so now Newsom has said no more live guns on sets, no more guns that fire projectiles. And he's right. And I, you know what? There's no reason with CGI. See, this is where we need to let technology take over. But more importantly, let's examine why movies have guns. Let's take it a step further. How about no more guns in entertainment? Instead of having things on sets that can kill people, guns, because guns really do kill people, how about we inspire all filmmakers to just take weapons out of... Imagine if Hollywood took all fight scenes and weapons out of every movie. Well, Carell, there'd be nothing to watch. Well, doesn't that speak volumes? If we got rid of all guns on television and in motion pictures because they're bad, because we shouldn't edify them, glorify them, turn to them for problems, we shouldn't solve our problems with guns, and that's what movies tell us. Excuse me, tell us to do. Got a problem? A gun will fix it. That's what a movie tells us. And so in society, we now turn to guns. Well, we shouldn't. And so I challenge people not just to not have live guns on set. Here's a school of thought. How about no guns in movies or television? How about we start doing what's best for us, going back to have, see, that's earth-based living. Earth-based living is getting rid of guns and the idolatry of guns. You know, there could be piles of guns sitting somewhere, and if someone didn't like them, if someone didn't worship them, if someone didn't see them as power, then they would just sit there, just be like a big pile of guns. But we idolize them. We turn to them for power. We see them as a source of manliness or womanness or whatever. Why? Because Hollywood and media has told us that. Even in space, I just saw that wretched Dune. It was horrible, horrible 2.5 hours of my life. It's just a big commercial for the next movie. They fight with lasers and things out in the space, but on Earth, they fight with swords. Or whatever that planet's name is. They fight with swords. And I'm like, swords? Really? And guns are like swords. They were invented in the 1800s. We can do better for protection, and we can do better for problem resolution. We don't have to resolve our problems at the end of a gun. So how about this be a lesson to all of us that we should make less? You know, why are we making movies about the West anyway? Westerns had guns. Well, stop making movies about time where, you know, bacteria could kill you. The West wasn't that interesting for everyone that thinks it was. It wasn't. It got dark. Here in Las Vegas, it's going to get dark at 4:30. In the Wild West, what did you do after 4:30? Nothing. Was no electric lights. The West was not the hip, hoppinest place in the world, okay? Nor was it pretty or glamorous. It was filthy. We need not, let's make other kinds of entertainment. I challenge everybody out there, every writer, everything, stop using guns in your story to progress your story. Just stop. You know, if you can't think of another way to progress a story other than pulling out a gun. Okay. Well, I have told you a lot today, and I really want you to remember, go listen to Sideshow, please. Go listen to Sideshow. It's free. Go stream it. Type in K-A-R-E-L, Sideshow. There will be some kind of video next week. It might just be me singing to the camera, but at least it will be a video. And it will be out. And that's probably what it's going to be, me singing to the camera. But oh well, that's what I can afford. So that's what's going to be. So go check it out. Let's see, a week from yesterday is Halloween. So this coming Sunday is Halloween. A week from Sunday is my birthday. That's exciting, November 7th. And I will be taking some time off around the holidays. I'm just prepping you now. There will be a couple weeks where I'm off. I'll probably put best of shows out, stuff like that. All right. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so it doesn't hurt anybody. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/reallycarell. Follow me at all media, social media. It's Really Carell. Visit my website, Really Carell. And yes, there is a dedicated CarellCast app available at all the app stores for free. Go and get the dedicated CarellCast app. Until Wednesday, stay safe. Crazy weather all over the country caused by us. And climate change, and now we got to make a change. The climate's changed, and we do too. We got to get to earth-based living. So let's do that. As for Facebook, I encourage you to leave it. Find a new way to communicate with your friends and relatives. I have Twitter. It's not much, you know, it's still social media, but it's better than Facebook. So I encourage that. And before you get mad at Fauci for the puppies, which we should if it really happened, but at the same time, just remember that animals go through all that every day just to feed you. So part of Earth-based living is you should rethink that. All right, I am Carell, and until Wednesday, please stay safe and have a ball. Have fun in life. I know there's a lot going on and a lot wrong, but guess what? You can live through it. You can get through it.